Well, a North Carolina family is still in shock this morning.
Okay.
Following a discovery that they made in their home while cooking pizza. Now, what could you, I mean, you're making a pizza in the oven. I mean, what could you find? The Helms family told local media outlets that while baking a pizza in their Wake Forest, North Carolina home, the kitchen began to fill with smoke.
Oh, no.
After opening the oven, they found that a snake was being cooked on the bottom.
It's dead, at least.
Yesterday,
right?
We had the story of a mouse in somebody's car that was climbing up his pant leg. Today, a snake in the oven.
Okay, and suddenly in my head are the Plum song, it's okay to not be okay. This is not okay!
So a lot of times it's like, you know, it seems like conversational, cultural discussion is pineapple, yes or no. It's one of our questions in rapid fire.
Pineapple on pizza.
Snake, not a topping you
want? No, not typically.
No, seriously, in Liberia, I remember my friend Alfred.
Them.
Oh, yeah, eating snake.
Absolutely. It's good protein.
I did not have it, but I'm sure it tastes like chicken. The family says they don't know how the reptile got there, but they've contacted an exterminator to inspect the house. They did not end up eating the pizza, went out to eat instead.
Yeah, blame them
A thorough cleaning of the oven is
Let's call on Matt Selving and say, hey, you know, we've got the sticks and curds, lots of matzah. Are we planning to do snakes
and
spiders?
Cheese, yeah. Not okay. Not okay.
No, 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 thank you.
This is why I live where the air hurts my face.
Indeed.
Is because there aren't as many of these things.
Amen. Love Wisconsin.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old unsigned?
A new year brings with it new fears of hacking and warnings of dangers that could come as a result of it being 2020.
I'd say this is so 2019, but it's so 2020.
2020.
Welcome to the new decade.
So here's the biggest warning, people. You know how when you write the date, you do like 1/3/20?
Yes.
They're saying don't abbreviate the 20. Like, actually write it out as 2020. Because if you write 1/3/20, someone could just like write a 19 after that 20 or a 21. And suddenly your documents are no longer
invalidate your
invalidates your legal stuff because, you know,
I'm just going to have a hard enough time not writing 1/3/19.
I know.
Because it usually takes me a good 4 to 6 weeks to be able to make that adjustment.
I know, it's the mental, mental twist. Yeah.
It's interesting. Is this really an issue? Is this not? I don't know. But apparently it's taking off and various police departments are saying this could lead to potential fraud. So just write 2020.
There's so many ways you can get defrauded these days. Let's just eliminate one of them.
Is this really like, okay, people are bad people, you know? So yeah, write the full date.
It's funny when it was New Year's Eve, seeing all the things being passed around social media, remembering Y2K 20 years ago. And my friend Adam, he said, everybody like, got to turn off your computers. You know, everything might end Y2K. And he's like, so while everyone was counting down, I snuck out to the junction box and gave everybody a little bit of a heart attack.
Someone
right
did
as
that
it hit
ours,
midnight.
Too. Wow. We were throwing a party and someone like turned off all the lights and we were like, whoa.
Is
this real?
There was a lot of tenseness.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.